This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Some are telling you that Jesus Christ came to do away with the law of the Ten Commandments and replacing it with a new commandment. And so, in bringing a new commandment, he did away with all the Old Testament commandments, including the Ten. Now, is that what Jesus Christ did? Is that what he said he would do? Remember, he said, "Do not believe I came to abolish the law." What is that new commandment? Because the Bible does in fact talk about a new commandment which Christ gave his disciples. What is that? Now, let me read it to you first of all in John chapter 13 and verse 34. He says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another." Now, if we stop right here, as many people do, then you are confused, because loving one another is hardly a new commandment. Remember when the young ruler and the Pharisees and the Sadducees came to Christ and asked him, "What is the greatest commandment in the law?" He said, "You shall love your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. That's the first and greatest of the commandments, but the other one is equal to it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." So here we have, of course, a command to love God and neighbor. But in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 11, it is confirmed that the command to love one another is hardly anything new. John says, "For this is a message that you heard from the beginning, that you should love one another." Again, in 2 John, verses 5 to 6, he says, "And now I plead with you, lady, not as though I wrote you a new commandment, but that which we have heard and had from the beginning, that we love one another." And now listen carefully. "This is love," he says, "that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it." So again, confirming the fact that we are to love God and neighbor, and it is love, that's how love is defined, if we walk in God's commandments. But now notice carefully 1 John chapter 2, verses 7 to 10, which seems to give you a contradiction. It says, "Brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning." Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the right light is shining. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother, in other words, doesn't love him, he is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. So here he again seems to give the impression that loving our brother is a new commandment, whereas it is not. Or is it? How do we explain that apparent contradiction? Now, astute listeners and viewers have, of course, noticed that I didn't completely quote John 13 and verse 34. Because if he completely quotes this passage, let's listen carefully, that is what Christ said. "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another." And that is repeated in John chapter 15 and verse 12. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." And then he goes on to say in further 13 and 14, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." Again, emphasizing the need, the absolute requirement to obey God the Father and Jesus Christ. But you see the distinction. We are not just talking about loving one another. We are talking about loving each other in the way that Jesus Christ loved us. with godly love, which even, if necessary, is willing to lay down our lives for our fellow man. You see, if this is impossible to fulfill for just a carnal human being, it takes more. It takes the gift of God's Holy Spirit living in you to motivate you, to give you the strength, to give you the power to exert that kind of love towards others, because it's not your love. It is the love of God, which is poured out into your hearts as we read through the Holy Spirit, which then can flow out of you towards others, towards God. You see, in Old Testament times, Old Testament Israel was never offered the Holy Spirit. Now, some few exceptions are there. Of course, Moses had the Holy Spirit, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and so on. But the nation of Israel as a whole didn't have it yet. And still God required of them that they would keep the Ten Commandments in the letter, at least. Not in the spirit. They couldn't keep it in the spirit because they didn't have the Holy Spirit. But in the letter. But you see, today Christians are being given the Holy Spirit. And with the Holy Spirit, their carnal human nature, which is a nature of selfish ambitions, is going to be changed. You see, my friends, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you become a new creation. You become a new person. You receive God's love, which allows you to then love your neighbor as yourself in the way that Jesus Christ loved you. You see, what is God's love? This is God's love that you keep the commandments, as we read very clearly in the Bible. But you see, we have to understand that we have to keep the commandments in the spirit, not just the letter. In other words, we don't only not kill someone, we don't hate him either. The carnal mind, as we read in the Bible, is hostility, is enmity with God. They cannot be subject to the law of God, and that's why they come up with excuses as to why they don't have to. No, we as true Christians are becoming new creations. You see, when we are being baptized in the proper way, we are burying our old man in the watery grave. And out of that watery grave comes a new man. And that new man is created according to the likeness of God, developing the same kind of character which God has, becoming perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect, and then giving us the possibility to fulfill that new commandment of Christ, to love our neighbor as Christ has loved us, and to love God in the right way, in the spiritual way. You see, God has made it very clear that he is going to do this for everyone in due time, as he is doing it for true Christians today, in that he is giving us, and he will give them in the future when he calls others, a new heart and a new spirit. You read that in Ezekiel, for instance, chapter 11, verses 19 and 20. Notice what that scripture says. Then I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within them, and take the stony heart out of their flesh, and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes, and keep my judgments, and do them. And then they shall be my people, and I will be their God. And again in Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 and 27, we read, I will give you a new heart, and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. See, this new commandment is not doing away with God's law. Now, it's giving you a possibility as to how to keep God's law more perfectly, because God's law is love. The first of the Ten Commandments tell you how to love God. The last six tell you how to love your neighbor. You have to become a new creation. How can you become a new creation? How can you obtain the gift of God's Holy Spirit? You see, we have prepared a booklet, Baptism, a Requirement for Salvation, We are not talking about being baptized as a little child, as a baby. That is absolutely of no consequence. We are talking about the right kind of baptism after the requirements are met. You need to know what those requirements are in order to be properly baptized, because then God is promising you the gift of the Holy Spirit. We have prepared another booklet. Are you already born again? Now, there's great confusion in the Christian world about what born again means. But you see, once you receive God's Holy Spirit, you are becoming a new creation. You need to know what born again is all about. Most people don't know. It has a lot to do with your ultimately entering the kingdom of God, which you are not going to be able to unless you have God's Holy Spirit within you. And so these booklets tell you how you can obtain the gift of the Holy Spirit so that you can fulfill Christ's command to love others as he has loved you. As a true Christian, you must absolutely do that. And you must find the way as to how you can do it. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.